Welcome to Five for the Day. I couldn't help overhearing a conversation between two older friends as they spoke about what needed doing around the home and in the garden. This is what they both said. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You may be feeling like that if you are one of my older listeners. For me, the older I am getting, the more I could empathize with the thought these two friends expressed. If you are younger and listening to me today, make the most of your health and strength and energy. You may think it will last forever, but believe you me, as the years roll by, you will begin to see your energy recede as you begin to slow down. Speaking personally, years ago I would just pour energy into the day, taking on task after task with not a second thought. Yet in more recent years, I have realized increasingly the strategy of planning my day, planning my work. My aim these days is to do first of all what needs to be done, what is essential. Then, if time and energy permits, anything else that should be done. But did you know the source of today's quotation, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak"? You may be surprised to learn that it is a quotation from the Bible, found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 41. These words were first spoken by Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane as a mild rebuke from Jesus to Peter and his two fellow disciples, James and John. Jesus was just hours away from his crucifixion outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem. He had taken his 11 disciples. I say 11 because by now Judas had left Jesus to betray him. Out of Jerusalem, over the brook Kidron, to a garden where he often prayed, called the Garden of Gethsemane. He had left 8 disciples at the entrance to the garden, had taken the 3 disciples a little further inside, and then he himself went a little further in. He wanted to pray in anticipation of all the horrors that would be inflicted on him in the next 24 hours, details of which were all known to him as the omniscient Son of God. He had asked his disciples to pray for him. Such was the intensity of his prayer, in anticipation of these events, that we are told that his sweat was, as it were, drops of blood falling to the ground. He said to his disciples, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death." You see, he wasn't just anticipating what men would inflict on his body. He was also concerned with what would transpire regarding his soul during the 3 hours of darkness through which he would pass from midday to 3 in the afternoon. In those 3 dark hours, he knew he would become the sin-bearer, answerable to God for the punishment of all my sin and your sin. He knew the suffering of soul this would entail, and it was this that caused him such agony of soul. Yet he knew he would need to go through this experience if salvation was to become available to me and to you. He wanted prayer support from his disciples, but on the 3 occasions he returned to them, each time he found them sleeping. Hence his words, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Thank God that doesn't apply to him. For not only was his spirit willing, but so too would his body be, as it enabled him to bear our sins in that same body on the tree, the cross. He experienced all that for your blessing and mine, to gain forgiveness for our sins. No matter how weak or feeble you may be feeling right now, why not trust him, and go on to live in His strength day by day.